and that myth that the waters around you have grown. Just accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your breath is worth saving, you better start swimming or you're gonna sink like a stone. 'Cause the times, they're changing. Said the times, they're changing now. Come here, writers and critics, prophesize with your pen. Keep your eyes wide open, this chance might not come again. Now don't speak too soon, 'cause the wheel's still in spin. There ain't no telling who it's naming. The loser is later win. Times, they're changing. Said the times are changing now.
Changing now. losing my. Closing out that set from their new debut release, Good Trouble, we had Annika Chambers and Paul Delaurier with their cover of Mountain's Mississippi Queen. Before that, from her 2018 Grammy-nominated Things Have Changed, we had legendary blues and soul vocalist Betty LaVette with her cover of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin'. Betty turned 77 on Sunday. She was born Betty Jo Haskins on January 29, 1946 in Muskegon, Michigan. At 16, she changed her name and recorded My Man, He's a Loving Man. It went to number 7 on the R&B charts and led to her first national tour with Ben E. King, Clyde McFadder, and Otis Redding. Over the course of her 50-plus year career, Betty's played with the likes of D.D. Ford, James Brown, the Dixie Flyers, Cab Calloway, Bon Jovi, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr. She's also been nominated for 6 Grammys and 22 Blues Music Awards, winning 5 times. In 2020, Betty LaVette was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. And I got that set started off with Los Angeles' Teresa James and her cover of Ticket to Ride from her brand new cover album with a little help from her friends.
The spectrum defined as jazz music is characterized as having a strong, prominent meter, improvisation, distinctive tone, colors, and performance techniques, and dotted or syncopated rhythmic patterns. For the best in new and independent jazz produced locally, across Canada and around the world, tune into The Jazz Spectrum, live every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m., and rebroadcast Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Don't you dare miss it.
This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from his forthcoming release, Ridin', this is Eric Bibb with the first single, Family.
Child of God, you are like me. history. You are like me.
Closing out that set from his Juno-nominated live album, Home Is Where the Harp Is, we had legendary Vancouver bluesman and harmonica master Harp Dog Brown with Don't You Know I Love Ya, recorded live in Portland, Oregon in 1994. Harp Dog would have turned 61 on Friday. He was born January 28, 1962 in Jasper Place, Alberta. Influenced by the likes of Sonny Boy Williamson II and Little Walter, Harp Dog played with the likes of the Powder Blues Band, Mac Guitar Murphy, and Pine Top Perkins, to name just a few. In 1994, he was nominated for two Muddy Awards from Oregon's Cascade Blues Association, winning for Best Northwest Blues Release, the first Canadian to do so. Since 2014, Harp Dog's been nominated for 12 Maple Blues Awards, including 8 consecutive nominations for Harmonica Player of the Year. He won his first award in 2014, sharing the award with Quebec's Guy Bélanger when they were named co-winners. He won the award solo the next year and again in 2016 while also being nominated for Recording/Producer of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. Incredibly, in 2019, Harp Dog tied again for Harmonica Player of the Year, this time sharing the award with Steve Mariner. Harp Dog passed away on Friday, January 7th, 2022 in Alberta. And I got that set started off with the legendary Eric Bibb and Family, the first single from his forthcoming release, Ridin'. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from her 2022 release, Dobro Singer, this is New Jersey's Abby Gardner with Down the Mountain.
Take my trouble, I can't. Oh, take my trouble down, I can't carry it no more. Throw that trouble down the mountain. Whose trouble weighed me down?
It's a hard road to hold. I've got a heavy load to bear. And I'm so far gone. that I could be anywhere. She said, tell me where to find you, and I'll turn this car around. So I'm waiting by the cold steel till those burning lights, till those burning lights go down. As the darkness falls and the winter calls, the whisper fills these empty halls. I walk around my hotel room like a pharaoh in a golden tomb. It's a hard road to hoe. It's a hard road to hoe. When the day is done, another setting sun, the winds get cold and the silence come. Blackout fever fills my veins and my face gets older, but the night's the same. It's a hard road to hold. I've got a heavy load to bear. I get so far gone that I could be anywhere. She says, tell me where to find you, and I'll turn this car around. So I'm laying by the cold steel, the burning lights, the burning lights go down. Ooh, those burning lights go down, way down, way down. Ooh, those burning lights go down, way down, way down. Those burning lights. Down, way down, way down. It's a hard road to hold. I've got a heavy load to bear. Oh, I'm so far gone that I could be, that I could be anywhere. She says, tell me where to find you, and I'll turn this car around. To those burning lights, to those burning lights go down. Yes, I'm waiting by the cold steel to those burning lights, the burning lights go down.
Closing out that set from his 2022 release, House to House, we had Fredericton, New Brunswick's Matt Anderson with Burning Lights. And I got that set started off with New Jersey's Abby Gardner and Down the Mountain from her 2022 release, Dobro Singer. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the king of the slide guitar, the legendary Elmore James, was born 105 years ago Friday, January 27, 1918, in Holmes County, Mississippi. Inspired to play guitar after seeing Robert Johnson perform, James was playing clubs and making money while still in his teens. He recorded his version of Johnson's Dust My Broom in 1951 with Sonny Boy Williamson II on harmonica, setting the groundwork for a career of roaring, distortion-fueled slide guitar and impassioned vocals that paved the way for blues rock. Elmore James influenced legendary guitarists like Peter Green, Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Winter, and Hound Dog Taylor. He passed away in 1963 at just 45. Elmore James was an inaugural member of the Blues Hall of Fame, where he also has one album and two singles inducted. Elmore James was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992, and on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time, he ranked number 30 in 2011. From 1955, this is the one and only Elmore James with Dust My Blues.